citing suspicious people without giving it to the proper authorities. And that is of grave concern, and it's obviously our concern and focus is Madeleine, but it applies to other cases as well. A quick look at the National Union of Journalists submission, and there are standards, but there are no penalties for not sticking to them. And whatever your profession is, particularly in this country, then there is fairly strong regulation which we have to abide to. And I have seen no individual journalist or editor brought to account over the stories, be it within Express Newspapers Group or Associated or any of the other groups. And I think that if there are repeated offenders, then they should lose the privilege of practising as a journalist.
Quite difficult, Pat. I understand exactly why you're saying it, but just let me share with you the difficulty. What journalists do is exercise the right of free speech. And whereas you as doctors require licence to practice medicine, and if you are taken to the GMC, then the GMC have all sorts of sanctions available, it's quite difficult in relation to the exercise of free speech. That's not to say that there shouldn't be penalties. There shouldn't be some mechanism whereby there's a holding to account for what you've done.
Sure.
But
thank you, sir. I would like to emphasise that I strongly believe in freedom of speech. But where you have people who are repeatedly carrying out inaccuracies and have been shown to do so, then they should be held to account. That is the issue. I don't have a problem somebody purporting a theory, writing fiction, suggestions, but clearly we've got to a stage where substandard reporting and sources, unnamed, made up, non-verifiable, are a daily occurrence.
I wasn't criticising you at all, but I was simply seeking to explain